People are telling me that they paint structures black in Iceland because it helps absorb heat.
And it's cold, so they want it to absorb heat.
Yeah.
Huh.
I read that too.
Is that a drop? Jesus.
Could be. Hey, do they have a... So how big is, like, population-wise?
Dude, not big.
Big as Texas?
Arlington?
Land-wise, is it as big as Texas?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
But population, they have the population of Arlington.
500 grand. 500 grand. It sounds like money. 500K, 400K total.
Wow.
I'm seeing 370.
Okay.
And are there that many tourists there at any time as well?
I believe this the stat that we saw before we went was they have 10 tourists for every one resident every year.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So their entire economy is based on tourism.
Okay.
Which is probably part of the reason why they're so nice to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They speak Icelandic, which is not spoken anywhere else in the world. And if I even tried to, you know, convey any of this language to you, I would fail.
I would guess they all also speak English.
From a very early age.
Okay.
So the idea of, like, you know.
But it's like just keeping their language alive for
that's
some
gotta
reason?
Be it, yeah. There are like
just so they could talk about you behind your back?
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much it. Like, it sort of looks like English.
So they don't have, they can't have like an Olympic team in anything. If you have a town, a whole nation the size of a,
I mean, they do.
Medium city here in Texas.
They do. I don't know how competitive they are, but they do have, I bought a soccer jersey.
Do they have like an actual league of anything?
I mean, hockey, we saw that in D2.
We did, yeah. Gunnar Stahl, you lost it for me, coach. No, you lost it for yourself. That's a big moment. Probably a sad one in their nation's history, if we're being honest. Gunnar was the best player in the tournament. I mean, that was pretty obvious.
Yeah, you're losing me. I might as well have Doc Brown talk.
They've won four Olympic medals total.
Total.
Yeah, ever?
Yeah, they won. The last one they won was a silver in Beijing.
In?
Doesn't say what it was for, though, where I'm looking.
Yeah, so you mainly have, like, there's a main city, Reykjavik, which is on the West Coast. And outside of that, I mean, you're talking little towns with 10, 15,000 people at the most.
And is it beautiful? Is it so worth, you know, would you say this is worth it? And people should do this?
It's the nicest place I've ever been.
Okay.
And I've been blessed, mostly through my wife, to see some pretty cool places. It is the coolest place I've ever been in my life.
Wow. Why? Like, what'd you...
The main thing I would say is that it's untouched. You know? So it's like, you can look at it and see, this is what Earth used to look like. Right? Like the volcanic activity plus the glacier, right? Like, so it's basically like, let me put it to you like this. If Colorado, Hawaii, Mars, and Neptune had a baby and they were all in the same place.
Wow.
That was unnecessary. So there's mountains, there's grass, green grass. There's the clearest blue water you'll ever see in your life. There are black sand beaches. There's lava rock. There's ice glaciers. It's all of it in the same place at once. It's not like if you go for 5 hours.
Like you can see a glacier?
I saw a glacier.
Okay.
So there's no pollution.
There's no pollution.
Yeah, there's not industry there.
What they do have is...
Like how do they get a car there?
The entire country... Almost the entire country is powered by water, which is very interesting.
Big water?
Big water.
Ocean water?
Ocean water. They have so many waterfalls that it's geothermal power. So the way they create steam, like, you know, we burn fossil fuel to create steam, right? That's the only reason we burn it. They just have water. They have so many waterfalls and so many dams that they create their power via water.
Okay.
They're
not relying on big oil.
At all.
Well, they got to run the autos.
They do have to run the autos, but most of them are electric powered.
Oh.
Yeah. So your question before we left was, are they socialist?
Yeah.
They're not socialist, but they are a strange version of capitalism that I believe is typically termed welfare capitalism. You don't see any big houses. You don't see any very nice neighborhoods or gated communities, but you also don't see any poor people.
That's right. You said there's like no homeless.
There's no homeless people at all.
So it's, I've always thought the using the word socialism is such a
lightning rod, divisive
type
yeah.
thing. Yeah, it seems silly because we do a lot of socialist things here.
Like
the post office, like the NFL, you know,
right.
like our favorite sports league of all is very socialist.
Correct.
Like the English soccer, that's capitalist, right?
Yeah.
You could spend as much as you want on your team. You could spend 20 times what another team spends.
No draft, no salary cap.
Yeah, that's pure capitalism. But some of our favorite things are socialist. That's why I always think it's silly, the black or white, and probably everything in life, right? Doesn't have to be black or white. It's, hey, you know what? There could be some good ideas over here. A little column B over here, right? We'll use a couple of these. It's
right.
Not all good, but just like Democrat and Republican, right? You got, hey, this guy might have some good ideas. Oh, this guy over here might have good ideas. But we always want to just say everything, you know, if you just say the word socialist, it's bad.
But, I mean, the thing about it is it's a very small country. You know, America has a strength of schedule situation ahead of it that is pretty impactful, right? I mean, we have hundreds of years of history. We have millions upon millions of people. It's a very, very small country, Iceland.
Yeah, it looks like geographically it is smaller than Texas.
Yeah.
But it's the size of more than half of Texas.
Yeah.
Yet the population of just Arlington spread out across what's just beautiful nature.
And a significant portion of it is uninhabitable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can drive by, you can look at stuff. I mean, it got to a point where you're not even like plussed by a waterfall. Like that's how many waterfalls you see. They're just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I'll show you this real quick.
What are we looking at?
That is called the Blue Lagoon. So if you'd like to play along at home, you can look this up. It is in a lava field. So the entire field is just lava rocks.
But you're in this, and you said it was 30 to 50 degrees every day.
That water is 100 degrees. The exterior is 35.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Because it's cooling lava rocks?
It's lava rocks, and what they do is they take the runoff from the geothermal power plant and they pump it back into this pit, this mm-hmm. lagoon, this field, and you can just hang out in it. And Norm told me that he went, which when
of course.
When I went there, 100% checked out because it was mostly European people, 70 and older, maybe 75 and older.
See, I can see that. I feel like there's travel in my future, but it's like while I'm working, while I got kids,
right.
all that kind of stuff. So I can see the 70-year-olds saying, all right, now I'm retired. Now I'm going to, before I die, let me go here. Let me go there.
You would love it, man. It's not Rome. It's not.
You did say no marijuana, which is odd.
That's tough for you. For sure.
Well, no marijuana, huh?
Not tough, but it just feels weird that
you
say it's
strange.
Like this big progressive country that...
Safest country in the world. I believe third lowest inequality economically. Highest gender progressive score, whatever you want to call that.
They got a president?
Dude, it's weird. They have a president and they have a prime minister. It sounds to me like the president is basically like our vice president. you kind of do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're a figurehead.
A mayor.
Right? A mayor, basically, yeah. Right. You just tweet about getting another teams, football team in Reykjavik. I don't know, man. I mean, I feel just better coming home from there than I've ever felt in my life. I know that sounds weird, but like you can just see, like, this is what the earth used to look like. It's beautiful. It's perfect. And then you come home and you're like, now I'm on 114.
So if this was somewhere here, like in the northern United States, we would have, well, obviously we didn't do it to Alaska, but Alaska's not connected.
Right. It's pretty tough to get to.
Would we have commercialized this more than it is?
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Well, I mean, there are stretches of the United States that is kind of left alone, but it's not the geography that this place is. You're not going to have mountains and glaciers and all of that in the same place.
Right. It's just all of the best parts in one place.
How many nations, how many countries have you been to now? Do you count?
Because
I got three.
No.
Yeah. Oh, is the Bahamas a different country?
That is a different country.
It might be four then. Otherwise, we got Mexico, Canada, United States.
I actually don't know. I can do it in order, I think.
Yeah?
You want to count?
Yeah.
Canada, Mexico, the U.S., Costa Rica, Belize, Chile, Czech Republic, Sweden, Switzerland. No, not Sweden. Sorry. Switzerland, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Morocco, Hong Kong, which is like fake China, Thailand, Denmark.
And so many of those other countries, Germany, Denmark, Spain, whatever, that's like traveling across the U.S., right? Going state to state.
Yeah. Never been to France. I think that's it.
So is that 16? Did I get? I kind of was talking and counting, so. Man, dude, you're a world traveler.
It's a good time, man. It's a really, really good time.
And you have more segments for later in the week?
Here's my segment for later in the week. On public television in Britain, you can see penises.
Penis.
But you were in Iceland.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not even big enough for them to have their own like content factory.
Okay, so they just show British TV?
Yeah.
Like Monty Python?
Benny Hill?
Yeah, Benny Hill. I don't know. It's, you sort of feel like the guilt. Like the guilt of, I don't know, the fact that I'm able to do this. Like, I find myself every time I take like a long flight, like feeling about my, like, sad about like my parents. I'm like, oh man, like, I wish they could have done this.
They could have.
Yeah, but
oh,
I mean,
not at your age, you mean?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, their entire life was dedicated to like making things better for me and my brother. Like, I don't know if you ever feel like that with your mom. Like, you've made a pretty good life for yourself.
Well, and that makes them proud to some extent.
It does, but I'm like, man, like, this should not be me. This should be them. This is awesome.
Well, you could bring them.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.